That's The Confession. That's a song of Laura Nyro, and that's from Map to the Treasure, reimagining Laura Nyro. It's this wonderful album from Billy Childs at the piano with a wonderful variety of singers, including Becca Stevens. And she's with me among the Singers Unlimited on WBGO. Good to see you again. Good to hear you again.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for having me.
Where do you come from? Because you showed up in my ears out of nowhere, really. Mm-hmm. I don't know the scene that you came from, but suddenly you were there and unique, which I appreciate.
Thank you.
But where do you come from?
My my sister and brother used to tell me that I was that they adopted me. I was dropped off by an alien spacecraft, and they found me on the side of the road, and they thought I was cute, so they decided to keep me. And I believed that story for a while, but I don't think it's true.
You have some sense of your DNA from your folks? Is that what you're saying?
The older I got, the more I started to look like them, but maybe it's some like fancy alien feature.
Could be adaptable. Could be you just adapted. Where were you growing up?
I was born in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and my dad is a classical composer, but he, at the time, was also a folk musician, like a multi-instrumentalist, Appalachian and Irish folk. He played a lot of fiddle and banjo and dulcimer and guitar, a little bit of everything. And so he raised us on classical music and Appalachian and Irish folk and other just totally bizarre stuff that I thought was normal at the time.
And how'd that all get into your songs? Because your songs, we're not going to hear a Cole Porter AAB rhyme scheme over changes. We're going to hear songs that come from all different directions and then come together. And a lot of it is what you were just saying, but there's rock and jazz and everything else in there, mixed in there.
Well, I think that that was a big part of it, that, you know, thinking that these complex harmonies and sort of advanced rhythms as a kid, hearing that as normal, and not until later in life coming to more of like the pop music. Like I love the Beatles, but I didn't grow up listening to anything like that. And so I came to stuff that was more mainstream later. And so I have sort of like a bit of an upside down approach to what's normal.
That whole Irish scene, people don't realize how complicated the rhythm is in those songs. And yet for them, it's very easy. But it's like other cultures, like you go to Turkey or you go to India or you go anywhere where they have, you know, they're playing in 17-4 or something like that.
Yeah.
But they're swinging, you know.
Yeah.
And you learn how to crisscross all those. And jazz is usually the music that brings all that together. But you seem to have gone all other directions.
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to jazz at all?
Well, when I was a teenager, I started getting really into jazz on my own. Early teens, it started with actually Robert Johnson. And then from there, Miles Davis, Billie Holiday was a huge one for me. Like, I remember I couldn't get enough of her records when I was in my early teens. And Thelonious Monk, Charles Mingus, and on and on and on. Ella Fitzgerald, I had like everything that she'd ever done. And by the time I was about halfway through high school, I was studying classical guitar, and jazz for me was sort of like the exact opposite of what I was studying in school. And it was a bit of a rebellion. Like, I would go and sit in my car and listen to entire records just to clear my head from what I was studying during the day. And so it was a very intimate and personal kind of world that I felt like I had found, and not many people around me were really listening to it.
And you throw in Stevie Wonder, and Freddie Mercury is an element on this new record, your record called Regina.
Yeah.
And you're going to celebrate that record at Brick in Brooklyn, upcoming a gig on March the 30th. Will you play solo or with a band or what?
That'll be with the whole band plus the Ataka String Quartet, which is featured on the album, and as well as Joe Lawrie and some other very special guests like Mike League from Snarky Puppy. It's going to be a big, exciting event because that's the unveiling.
Joe Lawrie is a natural to work with you because she's a singer who performs as an instrumentalist, in effect.
Yeah.
Quite often, like with Fred Hirsch and some of the things that she's been
doing.
And
Sting,
And all of that. So you brought a guitar, you brought a small instrument. Is that a ukulele or what?
There's a ukulele, and then behind that there's a charango.
Ah.
Yeah, so the charango is similarly tuned to the ukulele, but it has 10 strings instead of 4.
Well, let's hear the title song from your record, Regina. You want to do that live, and Regina is actually your alter ego.
She has become it, yes.
So she's a queen.
Yeah.
That's what the name means.
And I think that, well, I hope that she can be anyone's alter ego, that she represents something that that the world needs more of, and in whatever gender. But it's a feminine kind of like regal strength that I think is undervalued in our times.
Here's the very regal Becca Stevens.
Carved a heart in a dogwood tree, found a song in everything. Nothing to lose and nothing to gain. Barefoot dancing in the pouring rain. Oh no, no, no. Regina, won't you come back home? Done a daddy proud, made a mama shine. Found beauty in the night through a child's eyes. Lit up life like a firefly. Never knowing that fire could die. Oh no, no, no. Regina, won't you come back home? Woo-hoo-hoo. Oh, Regina, won't you come back home? She lost her way along the wandering path. She can't get it back. She can't get. Back home. Regina, won't you come back home? She loved a man and he let her down. She took an apron for a crown. She knew a girl who lived out loud, but she don't ever come around no more. Regina, won't you come back home? What happened to you? What happened to you? Time flew by, she let it go. She used to laugh, but now she don't. Little girl dreams all turn to stone. Spends all day on the telephone saying no, no, no. She lost her way. she can't get it back. But it's the one there who finds her soul. And Lord only knows you had a long road. Regina, won't you come back home? Regina, won't you come back home?
Becca Stevens is with me at WBGO, and I can hear that Appalachian thing you're talking about, because there's these moments when you're actually literally how you're articulating the notes on the ukulele is almost like a banjo.
Like a banjo, totally.
Yeah, and then there's that moment when you go in that certain passage in the song where your voice, you're suddenly projecting your voice from a different corner of your chops than, you know, of the higher, and it gives it almost that eerie mountain floating through the mountains kind of sound.
I'm glad you heard it.
It's got this echo to it. That, you know what I mean?
Well, that song, out of all the songs on the record, harkens back to my roots the most, I would say. And it was intentional because the song is about anyone, maybe any woman. But the way that I decided to tell the story was to sort of take you through different chapters of my life, especially in the front end of the song. And it starts out, carved her heart in a dogwood tree, and the dogwood tree is the state flower of North Carolina. And there's these little scenes from my childhood and from my teenagehood. And this song was actually one of the only songs on the record that was a co-write. I flew out to L.A. and tried the co-writing thing. I'd never done it before. And this one, I met with these two people, Don Miggs and Kay Nita, for the first time. I met them that day, and we just immediately started writing music. And so it was a very interesting process because I was revealing parts of my upbringing with them. And then we wrote this really cool song, and then I took it home and sort of put it through this Appalachian Becca weirdness filter to make it sound like me and to make it sound like my own.
The Becca weirdness filter. I like that. I like that. But you come from North Carolina, which is in some ways not typically Southern. I mean, I have kids down there, and you know, it's people come from other places to North Carolina to go to school there and play basketball and whatever else. But there's also that whole every state, like every island in the Caribbean, there's a way all this different music and different people come together.
Yes.
And so you grew up in that, plus having a composer for a father.
That's right.
So did he make you sit down and work out your B flats and your F sharps? And
you know, he kind of waited for me to start to creep towards the guitar on my own, and then as soon as he picked up on my interest, he was, you know, he was on it, and he found what I gravitated towards, which at the time I always liked playing with my fingers instead of a pick, and so he would give me these exercises that I really liked, actually, sort of like blues finger style exercises where the fingers are syncopated against the thumb, and he would sometimes write me these pieces using the letters of my name in the style of Robert Johnson or something like that, so that it was my own but inspired by things that I was into at the time.
Robert Johnson is really the one who brings everything together and says, okay, this is how you play the blues.
Yeah.
You tune like this, and you strum like this, and pick like this, and you sing and articulate lyrics like this. And here's all your standard stories for your songs.
Yeah,
and it all comes together in this one cat, who was gone very quickly.
Yeah,
but it's all there, and you pick that up, and then you go other places.
Mm-hmm.
Because you come from, you can hear You're not coming. Even the harmony in here in your songs is different. Even when you're singing by yourself, there's a sense that I sort of hear two voices sometimes.
But it would be interesting to talk to someone who was around during Robert Johnson's time to see if what he was doing was normal. You know, it could have been that he was taking everything that had been done up to that point and making it totally his own.
Yeah.
Which I think is the mark of any great musician, or at least in my, you know, taste. I'm drawn to the people who are completely authentically themselves and doing something that's never really been done before.
But they synthesize everything, and then they say, okay, now we're going this way. And,
yeah.
and he's one. Charlie Parker is another one.
Yeah.
There are musicians like that who show up. The Beatles were doing things in a very interesting way that says, well, here's the way rock and roll used to be. And then this, and then, well, let's throw in this, and then here. But think about the music and the world this way. And let's laugh at it while we're doing it.
Yeah.
And that was a whole other element, too. And I think there's some of that in what you do.
Oh.
Well, tell us about Elizabeth I. You have this, like, fascination with...
Yeah, so she... I don't know what happened. One night I was sort of searching for a theme to something that would not only inspire me, but inspire me on such a level that I could write a whole body of music from that inspiration. And I was looking at different queens because there was something about this, like, regal theme that was beckoning me. And I stumbled upon, I mean, obviously I'd read about Queen Elizabeth I, but I really stumbled into her that night. It was like 2 a.m. and I started reading, you know, 100 years before her lineage, 100 years after, like reading all about her lineage, and then also watching clips from all these different movies that have been done about her life and TV shows, and then got into some of the sort of controversies and the stories about like what people think happened between her and Robert Dudley. And of course, I was really drawn to that and the mystery around that supposed love affair. And so I found this letter, the last letter that Robert Dudley ever wrote to her that she apparently had by her bedside, and it was found there at her bedside after she passed away, with her like most personal things. And the letter was very proper, like he worked for her and it wasn't inappropriate at all, but I like to think that there were certain things that he was saying in the letter that underneath them there was something else that he was also saying. And so I wrote a song about that. It's sort of between, it's sort of a duet between them.
It's a song called We Knew Love, and it's on this new album from Becca Stevens called Regina.
A letter I've read 1,000 times. I know the trace of every line. Begs my forgiveness for all the love you can't confess. We knew love, you were the only one.
Becca Stevens from a new album called Regina. She's going to celebrate that album with a performance on March the 30th upcoming at Brick in Brooklyn. And she's with me on WBGO and brought in several of your axes, as it were, to play some more songs. And all these songs come together. That's what I'm thinking. It's not just all these different elements of music, but you know... You're a kid compared to me, certainly, and you're incredibly well read. And I like that. I like a lot of that, what you're doing.
Well, I'm well read about the stuff that I'm well read about.
That's okay. Yeah. I suppose that's how it works sometimes. But tell us about another song you're gonna do, and do one for us.
Why don't you spin the dial?
How about Well Loved?
Okay, cool.
We just did a song about love song. Well, let's have another song about love. So, aren't all songs really about love in the end?
I mean, isn't everything really about love in the end?
I think so. I think everything is metaphoric in some ways.
Yeah, love and fear. But we won't get into that.
Yeah, exactly.
So this one is particularly exciting for two reasons today. One, I've never played it live before. I've only recorded it. So that's one exciting thing. So this is going to be super, super fresh and exciting. And then also, the music video directed by Damien Vilers is coming out today.
And I suggest you actually look up Becca Stevens in the web, because there's some very amusing and wonderful and videos and then some. But here's herself.
Okay.
By showing her a mirror when she's longing for her mate. Oh, it pains me to picture them alone when they're separated and cannot hear the call. To be loved is as rare as gold. But to be well loved, there's nothing can compare. To be loved, well loved, to be loved, to be loved, to be loved, well loved, to be loved, to be loved. The heron looks unlovable, will not sleep alone, taking turns on winter nights to keep each other warm. Oh, it pains me to picture them alone on the coldest night without each other. To be loved is as rare as good, but to be well loved, there's nothing can compare. To be loved, well loved, to be loved, to be loved, to be loved, well loved, to be loved, to be loved. Here's a mirror for your love. Here's a mirror. Here's a mirror for your love. Here's a mirror. Here's a mirror for your love.
What's fun about listening to your songs, especially because I have headphones on listening, so it's like a flashback to a time before you were born when we used to listen on headphones and you would hear things that you don't hear if you're just playing the records out loud. But you'll go, all of a sudden there's a little echo of, oh, you went sideways there for a minute. How curious that was. And then it's like in a river, you know, and then all you know, it's like, oh, look at that. Those are, oh, whoa, whoa. And you swept along a different direction. Oh. So that's fun. It's fun to get inside what you're doing or float along with it or whatever.
Oof,
so
nice.
It's never, see, that's a jazz thing too. It's never the same.
Yeah.
It's opening night. Opening night for an actor is always the best performance.
It's true. There's something about the first take always.
Well, you talked about, what did you drop before? Fear. You said love and fear.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, there was both of those things in your song.
Oh, I like that.
Something like that. Well, I like so many things that you say. I mean, it's not just the music, but in the song that's inspired by Freddie Mercury, I mean, you talk about modern paintings are like women. You never appreciate, you never, oh no, I have to put my glasses on the radio.
You never enjoy them if you try to understand them.
There you go. And I was like, okay, I get that.
That's a quote of his.
Yeah, yeah.
And that whole song is made up of me sort of hacking up his interview quotes, and also there's one or two lines that I took out of songs. I want it all and I want it now.
And where is we will rock you?
That's not that right. One got cut.
Oh, okay. But here's what else she left in, Becca Stevens.
Modern paintings are like women. You never enjoy them if you try to understand them. Modern paintings are like women. You never enjoy them if you try to understand them.
Becca Stevens on WBGO. That's from Regina. That's the new album, and very much inspired by, dedicated to Freddie Mercury. And you are the champion, my friend. Anyway, I hardly know those songs, but I do know a lot more of the Shakespeare that's on your record. And Shakespeare, you know, is loaded with, he's another one of those. He said, oh, this is everything we know till now. Now let's put it all together. Make it even better, and see what you can do with it now.
For 1,000 years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sometimes you read Shakespeare, and it's like, how did anybody write this?
Yeah.
And yet there's a song on here. Explain to me Ophelia, because Ophelia is not exactly a role model.
Depending on how, like, if you take it literally, yes, you're right. She might not be a role model, but figuratively, the death in the song, if you take it that way, could be like a spiritual death, a reawakening, and that it's the same. It's actually the same subject as the last song I played live, Well Loved, which is that you can't truly be loved or love another person until you learn to love yourself. So in a sense, she's either walking into the river and killing herself because she has a broken heart, or it's like almost like a spiritual reawakening that once she fully lets go and lets that part of herself die, she's able to truly love herself.
Well, let's listen to you float.
Okay.
Wandered out into the belly of the woods to bleed out any ounce of love that once beat in her heart that beat for him. The sleeping the absence of her self-fulfilling dreams, Ophelia found a place to rest where the river finds the sea. Of all the beauty that she had ever seen, now she felt it all at once, one with everything. So with him, the sleeping man, her restless heart had done it again, a fool for a hollow dream, and then lovesick and out of sorts she'd fallen on the sleeper's sword. So Ophelia wandered out into the belly of the sea, so she could finally see herself as she was meant to be. And cradled by the water, rocking her to sleep, Ophelia made a promise, from thine own self be free, and fell into the arms of the deep. A knight traveling home from war, his dreams as black as ink, knelt upon the river's edge, death haunted, to wash his grizzled face and drink. And as he cupped his empty hands to bring them to his lips, a vision of a woman nearly stopped his breath. He knew this woman, he'd seen her in his dreams. She'd haunted him on the battlefield and gave him cause to live. Of all the beauty that he had ever seen, now he felt it all at once. Now he felt it all at once. Ophelia. Restless heart had done it again. A fool for a phantom queen. He dropped his armor and his sword, and oh, that he had ever been. The knight looked in the water to find his river queen, and there he saw a man like him where she had always been. Of all the beauty that he had ever seen, now he felt it all at once. And one with everything, and so with her, Ophelia.
Get thee to a nunnery.
Oh, that this too solid flesh would melt.
Ah, that's Becca Stevens, and I'm glad I'm getting to know you, because that was just lovely. And that's one of the songs that's on Regina. That's the new album. How do people get this new album?
Well, you can pre-order it now through Ground Up Music on iTunes. You can get it in your hands on March 24th, it's released internationally, or you can get a plane ticket to Japan and go buy it there yesterday.
Okay. And I love the pictures. I was telling you, you're very photogenic, but it's really, you're very multimedia. I love the little videos on your website and everything. And you're funny besides, so I like that anyway. And very, anyway, I'm really glad I'm getting to know you.
You're also funny, and I'm glad I'm getting to know you too.
That's right. I used to be an actor, and you know, and there you are, you know, Ophelia. There's another song on here that's Shakespearean, and when you're an actor, there's a moment when you look through all the canon of Shakespeare, and you pick out in every play which character you want to play, whether you could play it or not.
Mercutio.
Absolutely.
I knew it.
Absolutely. To me, Romeo and Juliet is over when he's gone, and you know, and I might have pulled off the sword play in my prime.
Did you play Mercutio?
No, I was more of a Toby Belch kind of a
There's
guy.
There's still time.
Yeah, but you do one of the great speeches, and you turn that into a song, and that's when Mercutio, who's drunk and cynical and
On LSD in the 90s version.
And Romeo, he's seen Juliet and fallen in love at first sight, and he's insane already in love. Mercutio comes over and tells him that he's been essentially possessed. And it's, I see Queen Mab hath been with you. She's the fairy's midwife, and she comes in shape no bigger than an agate stone on the forefinger of an alderman, drawn with a team of little atomies athwart men's noses as they lie asleep. Her wagon spokes, made of long spinner's legs, the cover of the wings of grasshoppers, the traces of the smallest spider's web, the collars of the moonshine's watery beams, her whip of cricket's bone, the lash of film, her wagoner, a small gray-coated gnat, not so big as a round little worm pricked from the lazy finger of a maid. Her chariot is an empty hazelnut made by the joiner squirrel or old grub, time out of mind, the fairies' coachmakers. And in this state, she gallops night by night through lovers' brains, and then they dream of love.
The cover of the wings of grasshoppers, the traces of the smallest spider's web, the colors of the moonshine's watery beams. Ooh. The cover of the wings of grasshoppers, the traces of the smallest spider's web, the colors of the moonshine's watery beams. Ooh.
Queen Mab, that's one of the wonderful songs that's on the Regina, that's a new album from Becca Stevens, and she's with me, and very inspiring you are. Maybe you're inspiring me to go out and perform more, I think. That was fun.
The feeling is totes much.
So talk about the muse. That leads right into the muse. I mean, on the record, you're doing it with David Crosby, but you're going to do it here. And, you know, I mean, who's your muse?
Well, David's one of them.
Yeah, I think you got a lot of them.
Well,
you're becoming one of mine. So
oh, shucks.
Okay.
Well, you know, on this record, the muse is definitely Regina. But in this song specifically, so this is David's lyric, and I set it to music. And David, in this song, if I can paraphrase for him, I think he's talking about the fact that you don't have to be a miserable mess in order to write a great song. All you have to do is pay attention and open up your head every day and open up the door, and the muse is just right there, just waiting to try to whisper something into your ear. But sometimes we get so hung up in our own stuff that we block her, or we think that she can't come unless things are really bad, you know? And I find this lyric to be incredibly inspiring, because every time I hear it or sing it or play it, I want to write a song. Like, it gives you that spark of inspiration that you receive from the muse, and I hope that it does that for other people too.
Becca Stevens.
We'll start with a little bit of by the light of common day,
things look different than they did in the starlit dark. The dark was warm and clouded. It was easy to deceive yourself and those around you in the work. To say the craziness and pain, the spreading of the stain is exactly where you gain the spark to make it. As if being happy isn't quite enough, somehow I needed to make it rough, rough enough to break it. Those long connections and run in wrong directions till I break it loose. I was wrong, of course I see now. The spark is there all the time. If you know how to listen to your calling, the muse is quietly knocking on your door right now. Spreading of the stain is exactly where you gain the spark to make it. As if being happy isn't quite enough, somehow I needed to make it rough, rough enough to break it, rough enough. You have to go faithfully each day and open up your head some way, somehow, and what will come in answer? Some strong and gentle dancer will carry a song through your door. Some great lifting force of light will come to balance fearful night. Raise its voice and then raise yours. Its voice and then raise yours. Raise its voice and then raise yours.
Becca Stevens on WBGO and at WBGO, and thank you so much for bopping by.
Oh, shucks. It was my pleasure.
Regina is the new album, and it's music she's going to celebrate with a band. Again, who's going to be playing with you? March 30th at Brick in Brooklyn.
That's right, and it'll be my band that's been my band for 10 years, Liam Robinson on keys and vocals, Chris Tordini on bass and vocals, and Jordan Pearlson playing drums. And we're inviting the Ataka Quartet to come and play with us. Nathan Schramm is the violist in that group, and he did all the string arrangements on the album. And we also have Mike League sitting in on some songs and maybe some other special guests. And then last but not least, Joe Lawrie singing backing vocals with me.
March 30th at Brick in Brooklyn with Becca Stevens. And we must say that Regina started as a commission from the Jazz Gallery.
That's right.
Tell us about that. How'd that happen?
So Jazz Gallery, I have to give a big shout out to them for being one of the first homes of mine in New York, like musical homes. They were one of the first places that, you know, took me in and believed in me and wanted to hear me play my music. It's hard to get gigs when you first move here, you know. It's like no one wants to hire you unless somebody else has. And Rio Sakairi has always been a huge supporter of mine over at the Jazz Gallery. And they have yearly a commission series that they do that's you know, funded by their supporters, where they choose three composers and commission them to write a body, an entire hour of new music. And so she hired me to, or she commissioned, the Jazz Gallery commissioned me to write an hour of new music, and that was what led me to that late night obsession with Queen Elizabeth that I was telling you about earlier, to find a theme.
Let's hear one more song from the album. Tell us about Both Still Here.
So Both Still Here is a love song. And, you know, the hook to this song was something that fell in my lap. One of those moments where a song just kind of falls out of the sky into your head and you're like, I couldn't have written this, you know. And this was a few years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And it was one of those things that I didn't feel like I was in the right place to finish that song at the time, but it really stayed with me, and so much so that it came back into my head when I was writing the music for this record, and I knew it was time to finish the song. And I think partly because there was a person in my life who inspired the song to come back and make sense. And but this is a love song to everyone to remind us to laugh while we're still here.
Plays in my heart, loving you is my favorite part. You are the music that wakes me and lulls me to sleep when I'm weary. Sing to the sound of my heart. time schemes to cloud our dreams. When we're apart, different wings chasing different things with separate hearts. Time schemes to cloud our dreams. When we're apart, different wings chasing different things with separate hearts. But our love is traveling with me, strong as the will of my heartbeat, and calm as I am when you hold me, loving you while we're both still here.
Becca Stevens. That's one of the songs. All these songs, whether she's been performing live on WBGO or what we played, came from the new album, Regina. And she's going to celebrate that album and I'm sure play other things besides on March 30th at Brick in Brooklyn. And I think it's just typical of the delight of you. As I was looking at what is now forever my copy of this album, because you didn't just sign it, you drew a little crown on your head and you drew a little heart in there for yourself and for everybody who's listening, and including me, and enjoying everything you were doing today. It's just been a treat.
Well, I brought a gold pen so I can write a special thank you just for you for having me on this show today and for honoring my music and my story.
And I, you know, it's interesting. I'm always hearing too many times singers aspiring to sing, and they're singing standards the same way everybody sings standards. Mm-hmm. I love when I hear somebody who does a standard differently, and yet it's still Cole Porter or whatever.
Yeah.
So one of these days, I want to hear you. I'm going to hear what you can do, recreating a Rodgers and Hart song or a Gershwin song, besides all these wonderful things that you're doing yourself.
I would be thrilled to accept that challenge.
And in the meantime, you finish the album, we'll finish the show with a cover, as it were. Stevie Wonder song.
A standard.
Becca Stevens.
As around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving, and the rosebuds know to bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always.
As now reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. And just as all that's born is new, you know what I say is true, that I'll be loving.